You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Tuesday.
Hello.
How are you today, Ari?
Not bad. How are you?
Oh, great. What did you get up to yesterday? Anything exciting or just a chill day? What was it like?
Well, not really a chill day. I spent the afternoon, I went for a run, which was
yes.
Nice.
Yeah, good run?
Yeah, it was not bad, actually. And then came home, started work on the backyard.
Oh.
Yeah, doing
what are you
some
building?
Trimming.
Oh, okay. Mm. I thought you were making a deck or something.
No. See, like, we've got a pretty big garden at our house. So, like, the hedge is, like, one of the main features, and it takes forever to do. You have to do it in increments.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like, a whole day job, would you say?
Oh, no. Just, like, a couple of hours, maybe.
Here and there.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, Dad's like, look, we've had a lot of rain.
It's time
sunny
to get on
now.
The trimming.
Yeah. That's right.
Do you do it in any shapes, like a sphere or something?
Wouldn't
or
that
a
be
rabbit?
Cool? Oh, that'd be really cool. Like a little dinosaur or something?
Sure.
No, just a normal kind of
box.
Rectangle box. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Rectangle box.
A little box.
Little box.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Nice. I went to that Gymboroo thing again with the.
Did you?
Oh, actually, so fun.
Do you reckon it's more fun for the dads and the mums, or it doesn't matter? I reckon the dads would get more of a kick out of it.
Maybe, because they don't get to go to as many of those activities.
Mm.
They're often like, it's a mums group. You know?
Yeah,
like,
true.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, right.
Wonder what happens there. Mystery.
A lot of gossip. How did Esme go?
Oh, yeah, fantastic. Mm. She loved it, you know.
Great.
Various stuff happening near her, and she goes, brilliant.
I'll have a look at that.
Yeah, exactly. I'll look at that. Slightly different to my normal day-to-day life. You go, yeah, that's kind of what life is.
Yeah.
Going to things that are slightly different to your normal day-to-day.
That's right.
Then you wake up and it's a new day.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
How's this for a feel-good story for your Tuesday morning?
Yeah.
So, Spears Point Public School, apparently for the past couple of years, they've had quite a cute furry friend greet them at the school gates every day. So, the four-legged friend, the golden Labrador called Jean, has now wrapped up her time at the school, greeting and offering support to special needs students at the school.
So, the contract done, was it? Or?
Yeah, basically, she's 9 years old and she needs to take a step back.
Yeah, it's a bit of time in retirement.
Yes.
Everyone deserves it.
That's right. Well, a new pup is going to take her place. It's going to step up for her. 9 week
That's
old.
What you did there.
Yeah. 9 week old, border collie. Millie is up to the challenge.
I bet those kids are going to absolutely love that.
Yeah, no.
A little puppy there every morning. You would feel good going to school.
No, you would. You would love it. Well, the principal for Spears Point Public, his name is Chris Payne. In the week that he's owned her, he brought Millie straight into the school grounds to familiarise her with the environment. So, yeah, she's going to be the new little four-legged friend.
I feel like that's such a good thing. I think all schools should have it.
Oh, I agree.
Like
if
a school
if you
dog.
Can, yeah, if you can have them and, of course, support them in the right way, you know, feed
them.
Yeah,
of course,
yeah. Whatever.
I think, you know, someone has to take responsibility for it.
Care. Yeah,
they sort of essentially legally own the dog or whatever.
I'll do it. I'll volunteer as tribute. I just and think it's amazing.
Yeah, to have it out the front of a school, like, oh, kids that are stressed at exam time or whatever, a little pat of the dog, you feel better, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I've always campaigned for a dog in the studio.
That's
still
true.
Haven't got one yet, but we should keep campaigning.
It's a work in progress, I hear. Maybe.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Mike Tyson's fight. Obviously, it was the biggest news of the day for a while there. Mm. Getting ready to go up against Jake Paul, the YouTuber.
Yeah.
Netflix, it seems like they just wanted to pay a lot of money to promote their live feature.
Yeah, pretty much.
Essentially was the whole idea of the fight, right? They were ready to pay whoever and they decided this was the biggest they could get sort of thing.
I have to say the trailer for the fight looked really, really good. So all the ads were really well done.
It was well organised and I think it was a success. I'm sure they'll do a lot more live stuff now going forward.
Yeah.
In the lead up to it, the pre-fight interview, interestingly, Tyson had it with his son. So his son was there doing the interview, which is in itself interesting.
Mm.
As Tyson walked away from a couple of questions. It was a couple of questions, you know, his son had given him.
Okay.
This is in the locker room.
Yep.
It was realised that Tyson had no pants on.
Oh, what did you see? How much skin?
The whole butt. It was.
I touched the butt.
Full moon rising. Awoo.
That's gross.
Nobody was ready for it as well. I mean, it was unexpected, all I can say.
You would think if you're going to be talking to anyone, anywhere, you would put some pants or some undies on.
Well, he had sort of like a front undies on, strap. But they were cheekless at the back. I think it's a. Is it a boxing thing? I don't know.
It may have been one of those sport jock things.
Jock straps.
There we go.
It was something like that.
Yeah.
And, well, look, let's just say he's been training really well, I guess.
Mike Tyson's got some cheeks out.
He had his cheeks out for the world to see. And there it was, live on Netflix. Nobody was expecting that. They were expecting all sorts of things, but that was not on my bingo card for this year.
See, I haven't actually seen this part of the event, but I really want to go back and watch it, see if I can spot the cheeks. I bet it's a pretty happy bum.
Yeah, look, let's just say it is.
New FM. De Novo's.
This is so bizarre, this story. But I have to bring it to you. This is the University of Richmond. Apparently, some neuroscientists in that realm over there have crafted their first ever rodent car.
Hey.
So they're teaching rats to drive in like this tiny little remote control vehicle.
So do they like have to do their 20 hour or whatever it is, 80 hours
120
now?
Hours or whatever it is.
120 hours on L's?
It's over 100 hours for sure from memory, I think.
Oh, sucks to be a parent who has to deal with that.
Right, I know, and stuck with your children for that long. Okay, sorry, I'm kidding. So apparently after trial and error, a car made from a plastic cereal container.
Okay, so it's less car, more toy car.
Yeah, pretty much. They've crafted it themselves. Basically, what they've done is they found that rats could learn to drive forward by grasping like a small little wire that acted like a gas pedal. Before long, they were steering with surprising precision
to reach a
Fruit Loop treat. So basically, they're just like, okay, I've got to move over there to go get that sweet treat. So they're just like moving these wires around, going meh, and trying to like do like a skid mark over to that Fruit Loop. Yep.
Give me that Fruit Loop.
So as expected, the neuroscientists say that the rats housed in enriched environments, complete with toys, space and companions, learn to drive faster than those in standard cages. This finding supported the idea that the complex environments support neuro-responses, the brain's ability to change across a lifespan in response to environmental demands, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So in other words, they're driving, baby!
So the rat turns up at the car at your place and it's ready to go.
Yeah.
Do you jump in the car? This feels like some sort of philosophical dilemma.
No.
Not yet.
I reckon the rats could give like guinea pigs, like baby rabbits, maybe some insects, like a Uber ride.
Slowly, slowly, bigger and bigger animals will drive until it's back to human size again. Well, we already got this. We're ready to go.
Get in my cereal box, girl.
Let's go.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
I swear my dad is trying to influence every young baby child, young person
young
to
baby
play soccer.
Child.
Young baby Chad to play soccer. So yesterday, I think it was, Mum and Dad came home from shopping and all of a sudden I see a toy and I'm like, oh,
what's going on?
And Mum and Dad are like, no. So it's a little plushie. It's a soccer ball plushie with like a little rattle in it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I'm just like, why do I need that for? And then they were like,
it's not
for you, Ari. It's for baby Marco, who's one of our neighbour's kids.
The neighbour kid.
Yeah, for his first birthday. It's going to be his first soccer ball.
Oh, that's cute.
And I'm like, who bought that? Was that Dad? And Dad's like, yeah, of course.
You've
got to start them young, Ari. They've got to play soccer.
There we go. That's a bit of fun.
And I'm like, you never did that for me. I like to guilt trip him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really fun. anyway, so that's what he's doing. And so basically, if you're a family friend of the Gaddies and you have a child, it's going to get a soccer ball for its birthday.
Oh, I love that.
That's his tradition.
Hey, that is a good tradition, actually. Get him into sports Nice and young.
Yeah, none of these basketball or footballs. You got to get a soccer ball.
Soccer only.
Only soccer.
New FM.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
This is something from Newcastle Reddit.
Okay.
And I guess, I don't know, timely is an interesting word to use around it.
Mm-hmm.
But the post titled Cops Are Useless, which feels very emotionally charged.
Yes.
And is not a sentiment I agree with.
Agree.
Straight at the top, mm-hmm. right? But this is a pretty intense post. There's a photo at the top of a man, what appears to be holding a machete.
Oh, my God.
At the front of his house, and it looks like he's yelling. And you can see this through, like, a chain link fence.
Mm.
Context. This is what the post says.
Yep.
I got off the bus at Blacksmith's with my partner. We're walking around the corner to get into an Uber. And this guy comes out of his house yelling at us to get off his property.
What?
This is a grass strip. This is in brackets next to the bus stop on the main road. So it doesn't really sound like they're on his property.
No, it's a pedestrian area.
That's right. And me having a bad day, I'm paraphrasing here, told him to stuff off. Let's just say that and grow up. And finally, what you're going to do? And apparently he goes back in to the house and grabs this machete and starts threatening us.
Why would you even...
The post
makes
goes
no
on.
Sense, right?
It's pretty intense, isn't it? Apparently he's got video of it. It called the cops and they didn't really say they were going to do anything. It's pretty intense, especially, you know, with the context of everything that's gone on over the last few days with knives around Newcastle.
Exactly.
It's people need to calm down. It doesn't...
Literally, like... Okay.
None of the arguments you think you're having are that important. Take it easy.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, it's okay. Everyone just needs to calm down. I know times are tough at the moment, or you might have your own personal issues going on.
You're having a bad day.
Don't be horrible to people. Don't threaten people.
Exactly. There's no need for any of that.
No.
There's always a way to solve things.
Yes.
Start by taking a moment. Step back and take it easy.
And you know what? Just eat some chocolate cake and be on your merry way.
That is great advice.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Some celebrities have more of the well-known or common phobias. For example, Justin Bieber and Paris Hilton, they suffer from the fear of enclosed spaces.
Okay.
While people like Jennifer Aniston, Sandra Bullock, actually fear flying. Well, a story has just been released about the Swedish minister and how she has a big fear of bananas.
As in the
fruit.
Bananaphobia.
Yes.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Yes, that's right. So much so that her staff insisted to be made, every room has to be free of bananas.
What do you mean every room?
So if you're walking into a meeting, so this minister's going into a meeting, it could be like a council thing, could be a morning tea, it could be anything. Every room must not have a banana in it. So if you're going, you know what, I need a potassium-enriched lunch, get something else that's got potassium in it. No one have a banana in your lunchbox, please.
And she can never, ever meet Havana Brown.
Yes, correct. Apparently this came from, like, leaked emails and messages about, you know,
this is so
make
funny.
Sure that such and such doesn't come across these bananas in this room, blah, blah, blah. Weird, right?
Totally. Because you can think about, I mean, the fact that it's come out through a leak as well means she is ashamed of this fear.
Oh, she definitely is. She doesn't want anyone to know, clearly.
Well, now the world knows, even us in this pokey radio show here in Newcastle.
Ridiculous, a poor thing.
I feel sorry for her in a way, because irrational fears are irrational.
Oh, that's right.
You've got no control over them.
Mm.
So, you know, when you see a big banana, you're just absolutely terrified. You can't help it.
Yep, pretty much. Well, I've gone through and had a look at some of the other weird phobias that celebrities have.
This is interesting.
Because I find this fascinating.
Totally.
Because, you know, celebs are a little bit kooky.
A lot of them.
Themselves.
Yeah, a lot of them are weird and have this sort of strange edge about them. Maybe that's why they become famous, right?
Yeah.
So, let's hear some of them.
I've picked my favourites. Here we go. I've got a couple. Kylie Jenner.
Yes.
Of the Jenner Fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Has revealed that she avoids dusty cups. Doesn't like dust. Doesn't like dust on cups.
There's dust in here. Dust in here.
I don't want to touch it. I don't want to taste it. I don't want to see it. Then her sister, Khloe Kardashian, revealed many years ago.
This makes a lot of sense to me.
She has a phobia of belly buttons.
Oh, of all things, you've got no control over that.
It's ridiculous.
Everyone's got one. Does that mean she's like it. Afraid of everyone?
Yeah, she's like avoiding hugs because she's like, my belly will touch your belly button. I don't like
it. Hates 90s crop tops.
Sticking in the realm of beautiful women, sure. Megan Fox.
Yeah, yes.
She revealed that I don't like dry paper. Scripts, newspapers, or anything that's not laminated. I have to keep licking my fingers to touch a piece of paper.
Does that mean if she wants to have a newspaper, she has to have like one of those little spritz bottles with water in it?
Yeah. Could you imagine? Probably.
Nice and moist now. I can turn the page.
She's not touching newspapers.
Probably not.
Could you imagine she turns up to a movie and she's doing like a table read?
Yes.
And like she's got a script in front of her. She's like, I'm not touching it. Someone else can flip the pages.
Or
every page has to be laminated.
Or every page has to be moistened by a little spritz bottle.
Yeah. It's so bizarre.
I can't turn.
It's true. Tyra Banks, who is like a former model. She's also a TV host.
Everyone knows who she is.
Yeah. Hates dolphins.
She's of all animals.
Afraid of them.
Dolphins are so chill.
Okay, the last two, some really weird ones as well. Matthew McConaughey. Mm. All right. has a phobia of revolving doors.
That is strange.
To be fair, they're quite difficult to manage. Revolving
never
doors.
I've had an issue with one.
I've gotten stuck in a revolving door.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
Where at?
I think it's in Sydney.
Oh, my God. They're not that hard to deal with. Just push.
They're weird. And then Oprah Winfrey has a phobia of chewing gum.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, I don't want that extra.
Yeah.
Don't give me that extra.
Have none of that near me, thanks.
Christmas Light Spectacular. Over 4 million lights. On now until January 26 at Hunter Valley Gardens. This is New FM's Not So Silent Night.
Oh, we're going to be hosting a little bit of a Christmas do, aren't we, Crevo?
That's right. This is extraordinary.
At the Hunter Valley Gardens.
We get to do it again. It's so much fun. Obviously, there's entertainment. There's a bite to eat as well. Some food,
yeah,
which is
food
nice.
Food will be provided.
And then, of course, there is a visit from a very special guest.
Oh.
Is that a little clue?
That's a little tip for you.
Yeah, and then we all head over to the Hunter Valley Gardens to check out the Christmas Light Spectacular together, which is just stunning. If you've never seen it, this is must see.
Well, over the years, I've been to a couple myself. They change all the time. Like, they've got, like, tidbits in the gardens that they keep and maintain. For example, like the 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3... You know, like, what's it called? The 7... No, 10 days of Christmas?
Something.
12
days. 12 days of Christmas. Some number of days of Christmas.
Yes. they keep that, like, one section of the gardens. They have for many years because it's just awesome.
Iconic, yeah.
Yeah. But then they've got new stuff that they bring out every year.
Yeah. And Ari will be singing, I reckon.
If you hear a weird, delusional woman like running around going, jingle bells, it's me.
Okay, could well be. It could be. That's not a guarantee.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
An interesting, I guess, fashion statement is double denim. Now, James Norton, famous actor, has been seen out and about wearing it. And I'll just describe the full look for you. So you've got like the stonewashed jeans. They're that sort of pale, light, very light denim.
That's a nice colour.
Yeah. And then he's got the white sort of scuffy sneakers. Mm-hmm. And then he's got the dark denim, like a sort of a dark blue jacket, right, which is very baggy.
Ooh, gross.
So this, look, it's set tongues wagging because it's asking the question, is double denim back? It was big in the 90s.
Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears, like they made like a public appearance in double denim matching sets.
Yeah, and that was just stunning.
No.
And I'm just so happy to see that double denim's back.
I could not disagree with you more. I think that is such a taboo thing to say.
What do you mean? It's like when you have two types of denim, especially matching's fantastic, but when they're as well like contrasting, it's just a beautiful thing to see, and it's rarely spotted around our region.
Why can't you just wear like a black jacket or a red jacket or, I don't know, something that's not the same denim but different coloured shade?
Well, okay, here's what I would ask you.
Yeah.
Are jeans good? Yes, of course they are.
They're good on my partner, but yeah.
They're fantastic. You love them,
they're
right?
They're great on Will, oh yeah.
What's better than one denim, two denim?
he can wear a different denim pant the next day, please. He's not wearing denim on denim.
What's better than $1 million? $2 million.
That is not the same by any stretch of the imagination. Like, denim is not a fashion.
What's better than one box of Oreos? Two boxes of Oreos.
Look,
it's
Crevo,
just fantastic, and I'm so excited it's back.
Out of the two of us, you know fashion the best.
Of course I do.
But I have to disagree with you, buddy. Like, double denim is just the worst thing you could ever wear other than double khaki.
Well,
in fact, I would prefer that.
Let's keep khaki out of this.
Okay, all right.
This is only about double denim.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Here's what I want to do here. 4967-4105. Double denim. Is it hot or not? Is it back in fashion? Do you rock it?
Do you defend it or do you slander it?
Yeah, I definitely defend it. I think double denim is a stunning fashion statement, and there should be more of it, and I can't wait to see. James Norton is a trailblazer in bringing it back for 2025.
He's such a stitch up.
Are you team Crevo and you think double denim is awesome? Do you defend it, etc.? Or are you team Ari and you think that double denim should die?
Yes, let's go to Trish in Rutherford. Good morning, Trish. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I don't like it.
Oh, really?
Back in the day, it was it was all right, but no.
Not anymore. And are you a bit of a fashionista?
Oh, I'm not. Oh, I like wearing, like, nice clothes and all that, but I'm not riding the fashion, no.
No,
when you're 58, you don't worry about it too much, Crevo.
Oh, hang on. Fashion knows no age. What's your favourite brand? Gucci? Chanel?
Oh, geez, Crevo, come on.
She's like, nah, they're terrible.
Okay, fair enough.
Couldn't agree more, Trish.
They're expensive, and price doesn't mean everything, does it?
Absolutely not. Linda, Cameron Park, good morning. Do you think denim, double denim, rather, is hot or not?
Good morning, Novo.
Hello.
Good morning, Linda.
Double denim is back in because it's all over Facebook. And yes, I still wear double denim.
Okay.
Ooh,
and we all know
experience.
Facebook is the hottest social media platform out there. So, bam, take that.
If it was on TikTok, I would have agreed. But, Facebook is not the hype anymore.
I don't know about that.
A decade.
Hey, we're one apiece at this point.
I think it's funny. Okay, Emily in Rankin Park, good morning. What are your thoughts?
Good morning. So double denim is a no, but double linen is a yes.
Double linen.
Oof, I feel
I'd even do triple linen.
What does that even mean? Linen underpants?
No, the pants, the shirt, and you know how people wear those long sleeve ones over the top? That's more fashionable than the double denim.
Okay.
Nice.
I mean, triple linen, hot or not, I feel like is a phoner for another day. Please call back then.
You know what I feel like that linen kind of idea is? That's like 4th of July over in the Hamptons in America style. You
definitely.
Know? Yeah, that's not really Aussie, is it?
I don't see much linen around.
No.
Shall we go one more?
One more. Okay.
All right, let's see. So at this point, is it 2-1? Yeah, you're winning
yes,
this.
Yes,
you're
I'm winning
this. All right, in Dudley, Tracy, what do you reckon?
I'm all for it.
Oh, really?
Do you wear double denim all the time, Trace?
Oh my God, yeah, I'm an 80s chick.
Yeah, right.
Ah, it was so big back then. Yeah.
How many denim jackets do you reckon you own?
I've got three.
Oof,
damn, that's all right.
You are living good in Dudley, aren't you, Trace?
Oh, hell yeah. My kids hate it, but I love it.
and if the kids are hating it, that's how you know it's cool.
Yes.
105.3.
UFM.
The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
All right, testing your understanding of commerce. Essentially, we get three things from the shops down around town, and you have to put them in order, cheapest, middle, most expensive.
Let's go to Billy in Fletcher. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
Wonderful.
Fantastic. You ready to take on Lowest Deluxe?
Sure am.
Yeah? You know how it all works?
Sure do.
Okay, three things. Put them in order. Cheapest, middle, most expensive. Let's start off at Red Parrot Coffee in Islington, where you could pick up a 500-gram packet of the Newcastle Light Roast Coffee.
Delicious.
So that's in, like, espresso grind, if that makes any difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Item number two. At Super Cheap Auto at Glendale, you can pick up an XTM awning. That's the sort that goes off the side of your four-wheel drive. It's a 2 metre by 2.5 metre. I want the full price, not the club price. And item number three from Vinny's Takeaway, it is a seafood basket for one. Now, what that gets you, two cocktail fish, one prawn cutlet, two calamari, and one seafood stick and some chips. What do you reckon is the cheapest?
Right, I'll go the seafood basket first, please.
Okay, locked in. What would you like in the middle?
The coffee grind, 500 gram.
Sure, from Red Parrot. And that puts the awning at the top.
Yeah.
Awning at the top. Okay. Locked and loaded. Let's begin revealing some prices. Everything to play for here.
Go.
Seafood basket for one. Loves it. Comes in at $18.50.
Ooh.
Yep.
Price.
Ooh, not bad.
500 grams of coffee, the Newcastle blend, which I believe would be the best.
Yes.
And that's espresso grind from Red Parrot. That comes in at $24.
Whoa.
You've done well here, I feel. The XTM awning, full price, 2 metre by 2.5 from SCA over at Glendale.
Come on, Billy.
Comes in at $229.99. Billy, you have done Fletcher proud this morning. Well done. How does it feel to be a winner?
Oh, it feels great, mate. Feels great.
That's the way. Excellent. What a way to start your Tuesday.
And what an amazing name, too.
Yeah, it certainly
we
is.
We love a Billy.
We certainly do. Oh, I love that more than anything. You know it. Hey, another local winner minted here on New FM. Well done, Billy.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
We now move into the area of food, wine, and all things Port Stephens. Oh. I love this part of our region.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yes. In fact, my family and I will usually go up to Port Stephens every Boxing Day. So kind of during the end of the year, it's just absolutely wonderful for families and friends and, yeah, great area.
Are you planning to retire there, right?
Yeah, that is the plan.
Nice.
It's either that or up in Devon. Haven't decided.
One or the
that's
other.
That's not up to me. But anyway, so I want to talk about this little event that's coming up very shortly. It's called the Food and Wine Festival. It's actually on the 30th of November, so the end of this month, where you can indulge all of your senses at the festival, a mouth-watering celebration of some of the region's food, wine, craft beer, as well as spirits.
Oh, how good.
Yes. So the event will transform Shoal Bay Road and also the foreshore into a vibrant alfresco dining precinct.
Oh my God, this is actually perfect because when
it is.
At Shoal Bay, when you go there, you feel instantly like you're on holiday, like you're in some other part of the world, you know, some stunning part of Europe or something, looking over the water. And to have this food festival there as well is just going to take that to another level.
Well, that's right. And it's, like I said, features a lot of great food, including offerings from Rick Stein's restaurant. This is Bannister's.
God. Yeah, that is, I've always wanted to go, never been.
If you don't know, it's fancy food.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah,
he's a bloke off crazy. SBS Food from England.
Yeah.
And he's a bit of an unusual character.
Yeah, I'm sure you would have heard the name before, surely.
Definitely. Takes his little dog everywhere, right?
Well, that's right. So I've jumped onto the Port Stephens Council website just to have a look at all the participating businesses and what else is
get
on
an
offer.
Idea.
Yeah, yeah. So, of course, you've got the Shoal Bay Country Club featured in there. You've got the Zenith Cafe and restaurant. You've also got Mod Thai and the Lolly Bug. Now, the Lolly Bug is a staple of the area.
Yeah.
I love that little shop. Also, you got pop-ups. So, from Little Beach House, Beach Boathouse, Greek at the Beach.
Ooh.
You've also got Tyne and Wines and Two Bob's Bakery.
Oh,
bit of a cheeky pastry with a wine.
Oh, don't mind if I do.
Thank you.
Prosecco, please.
Well, speaking of a little bit of wine and a tipple, we also have some other wineries visiting, including Iron Gate Estate. Bonvilla is also going to have like a little pop-up area.
Nice.
You've also got, now this is a bit of a fun name. Are you ready for this?
I am.
Pants Off Gin Distillery. I've never heard of this place before, but I'm all about it.
Same.
And you've also got Bimbadgin. So this is really exciting. Bimbadgin's one of my favourite Hunter Valley wineries.
Iconic.
That's right. And then, of course, you've got music as well, including Kyra, I believe it is, DJ Johnny Trumpet and the Sneaky Freakers.
All of that sounds like so fun. Imagine that sort of Mediterranean feel. Mm. All this food and wine festival happening, the backdrop of Shoal Bay.
Yeah.
This might be one of the best things to happen to our area, I reckon. Very exciting.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, these late summer evenings that where the like the light is still around.
Oh, do you just find it annoying? Because I don't like it.
I feel deceived.
Yesterday.
Like, oh, mowing the lawns, and they, like, went for a walk with the dog, and da da da, and then suddenly, it's 7 o'clock, haven't even started dinner.
Yeah.
And you think, what's going on here? I've been tricked.
I think it makes me hungrier later on.
It definitely affects the psyche and the body in a certain way.
And you're not as tired as quicker.
That is true. And then suddenly it's late and you're like, oh my God.
Where did the day go?
All of those questions come to mind. But it was beautiful though, just, you know, walking around in the evening, you know, because it's still lovely and light out and the temperature drops and it's just perfect.
Yeah.
So while I appreciate that, I also feel regularly deceived, especially keeping the hours we do.
I agree.
So I don't know what they need to do about that.
Shorter sleeps for us, I think.
Yeah, definitely. You end up with less sleep. Got to catch up on the weekend. Oh, well, there's a fun activity.
Let's just cancel daylight savings altogether.
Good plan.
Turn back time, just like Cher says.
Say that one more time.
Turn back time. I can't do it.
That was stunning.
I can't do impressions.
I will overlay that with the original as a treat for everyone.
No kips.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
A couple over in Canada who are going through a divorce at the moment has had quite the interesting argument pop up during a settlement. So what they're doing is kind of settling a situation that they found themselves in whereby they bought tickets to go see Taylor Swift's massive Eras Tour show.
Sure. Obviously, they're both fans.
Yeah, definitely. But the thing is, though, they did buy them for quite a few grand, I think.
Like some sort of backstage this and that.
I guess the price and the value has gone up since.
Right.
Now that they're getting a divorce, they're like, who gets these tickets?
Great question. Mm. Because you buy them together thinking, oh, this is something we'll do together. Maybe it'll fix the marriage. You know, they probably felt they were on the rocks already.
Maybe. Look, we don't know really the inside of their relationship other than the fact of, you know, who's going to get these in the divorce settlement.
Mm.
Worth a couple of grand. You know, it's probably worth more than like their couch or their TV at this point.
Oh, totally. An old couch, a couple hundred bucks probably.
Yeah. It's like, well, who gets this fancy-dancy computer system? Who's getting the Taylor Swift double pass tickets, you know?
That's the big question. That's what everyone cares about.
Yeah.
And like you said, they go up in value. The closer the concert gets, the more sold out it is, the more these tickets are worth.
Which is interesting. You don't hear this often in divorces. But this is what we wanted to do. Mm. On 4967-4105, tell us your story. What did you get in the divorce? Or maybe it might have been someone that you know, maybe a neighbour or a friend. Even maybe your parents or your brother or sister or whatever, they got divorced.
Family friend of ours.
Yeah.
He's like, the only thing I want is the Harley Davidson motorbike.
Oh,
that's all I care about getting. You know, she can have all the bits and bobs in the lounge and stuff. She picked it anyway, in his words. But the motorbike, that is for me.
Yeah, fair enough. We've had people that we know, like through family, friends, getting a divorce. One of them got the house. That's it.
Oh, well, hey, that's a pretty good get, isn't
it? I mean,
that is
a lot.
Here's an interesting take on that.
Yeah.
So, growing up, friend of mine, his parents got divorced.
Oh, yeah.
Which happens along the journey, right? The mum got the house.
Yeah.
But then the dad bought it off her. And now he lives in it.
Ooh.
Interesting take on it, right? He's like, I really like that house. Would you sell it? She's like, okay.
Get the money. Yeah, go buy a condo instead. I'd bought a
different house.
Yep, I would so do that.
He was like, I really like that house. Done deal.
Divorces aren't always the worst thing.
It can work out.
I would take the dog.
The dog is a big one. Any pets are a big one because obviously both you know parties in the relationship are usually well invested. Well, these are the types of stories we're after. 4967-4105. What did you get in the divorce or miss out on that you always like, oh, I wish I got that, that sort of thing?
Maybe you missed out on tickets.
That's a possibility. Friends, family stories, all of that.
Well, we did get a message on our Instagram via the Novos underscore. It was from Alison up in Rutherford. She said that she had to split up some of the little hobby farm that they had.
Sure.
She got the ducks in the divorce.
An unusual one.
Yes, but hey, we'll take anything.
Exactly. If you love Donald, you love Donald. What can I say?
Duck.
Exactly right.
Goose. Well, sorry.
Let's go to Maitland next. Michael, what's your story?
You got me and my partner split and I missed out on the, and she decided to take the, she wanted the French Bulldog puppy.
Oh, the puppy? No. Did you get anything good at least?
No, I didn't.
Oh, what a nightmare.
I was
going to
say, I think maybe he got like a Samsung TV or something out of it.
At least a telly.
Yeah.
But not the dog.
Maybe the kettle.
No, not even that. Maybe the toaster.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, maybe if you're lucky.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So a couple of days ago, my parents and I were travelling through Broadmeadow.
Yeah.
So just the main road there, Linton Road, Broadmeadow. And Mum's like pointing out, Ari, look, there's the big Christmas World shop. You know, like how they have that massive place?
Oh, that one
place.
Is huge, yeah.
Oh, huge. I've not seen it actually open. Apparently, its doors were open, though, over the weekend.
Did you go in?
No, but Mum was like, oh, Ari, can we please go?
Can we please go?
Well, we can go another day when we don't have Dad in the car because he can be a bit of a Grinch.
He doesn't like it. You guys, it's a girls' trip, is it?
Mum and I are very much the Christmas elves.
Okay, that's Santa's a bit of fun. Helpers.
Yes. So Mum's just like, okay, we need to go in there. So great, let's go one day. So I've just had a quick look just to see what they've got available online, okay,
sure.
On their site. They're actually really affordable. I was surprised of this. But they have a section on there called themes. And you can go through and have a look. If you like the pink and rose gold type style decorations,
sure.
You've got a pretty and pink theme. You've got a timeless tradition. There's a theme also called whimsical elf heaven. Haven.
I love that.
Fairy floss festivities and enchanted snowfall.
All of that is brilliant.
Amazing. And their trees are also on sale now as well. Like, I wish that I was like an ambassador for this place. I would love to shop there every day.
Sounds like you are.
It's not.
And is this a plug?
Can I
be sponsored?
This is my little audition to be an ambassador of Christmas World.
Yeah, Ari is red hot keen to do this.
I'll wear the jingle bells. I'll wear all the jingle bells. I'll even sing jingle bells for you at the front of the shop. I don't care. I just want to be a part of Christmas World.
Is that a promise that you would sing at the front of the shop?
Only if I'm their ambassador.
Okay.
Give me a microphone, I'll do it.
I am going to work on that behind the scenes.
Okay.
New FM. The Novos.
I know you love advent calendars.
Yeah, they're my thing this year. They've resurged in my brain.
You're considering buying different ones.
Yes.
And December's not quite here yet. So what ones have popped into your mind?
So I want to buy a Lego one for Will.
Okay.
Even though he said not to, I'm still going to buy him one.
Sure.
I'm thinking of getting like a chocolate advent calendar for mum.
Classic, yeah, for your mum. And what about for you?
Like maybe one of those beauty themed ones, like a mecha one or something.
Ooh,
yeah.
That is a little bit fun, isn't
it?
I thought we could do a Newcastle one.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the logistics behind it still need work. I'll give you that because it's going to be quite large. Because your normal one is like, what, the size of two A4 pieces of paper stuck together?
Roughly it is, yeah.
Or an A3 piece of paper? is that A3's,
a box.
Is A3 the bigger one? I always get confused.
A3 is the bigger one.
Yeah, there we go. It's like an A3 but a box. Okay,
yeah.
This one might be a little bit larger. I thought first you could have, on one of the early days, Slimes Newcastle, they're an like iconic shop.
Yes, like surfboards and things.
Yeah, they've got stubby coolers, Slime stubby coolers.
Ooh.
So you can keep all your drinks cool for the entire of the month.
Excellent. This is what you need.
Summer is upon you when, you know, December 1 rolls around.
Yeah, you'll be having a drink every day pretty much.
That's right. The next thing I thought, what else is so important in Newcastle? And that is, of course, the Queen's Wharf Tower, valet.
Oh, bless.
Now, there is something called, it's a book called Richard Picks. Well, it's called something else, but nearly that. Right?
Okay. Oh, got you.
And it's a book of pictures of the Queen's Wharf Towers. Oh, all different like artists have done. Very, very funny.
That is great.
That can be purchased online for $10, which is quite a good value.
What a way to honour the old tower.
I know, right?
That's great.
Owning a piece of art. Yeah. So that will be in there.
Sure.
Then this is where the logistics get a little bit tricky, because not like these two things you could fit in sort of a bit of cardboard behind the advent calendar, like in a little section.
Oh yeah.
For this next bit though, we will need a fish tank. Because we're going to get a pet fish from RG Pets.
Great, okay.
Like a goldfish.
Excellent.
And of course, above it, there'll be like a little feeding thing that will drop the little pellets in.
You are humane, yes.
Exactly right, because it's day three, so it needs a few days, yeah. Right? Then behind that, the next door, we'll need a little freezer behind it, because we're going to have a little frozen butter chicken from Raj's Corner. So... So, day four, because by December 4, oh, you're so busy with, like, what's going on with Christmas.
Yeah.
You don't want to be cooking dinner.
No, a bit of cheeky naan with it too.
Oh, of course.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm not an animal. Then I thought, day five, you'll be wanting to go to the beach by this time.
Yeah.
So, a lovely shirt from Redhead Surf Lifesaving Club.
Oh, great.
Club shirt,
okay.
Ready to go.
Lovely.
Then day five, just a snack. Oh, sorry, day six, I think it is by this point. From Bub's Takeaway, a singular calamari ring.
Oh, nice.
You just grab that. Oh, that's a snack. I wasn't expecting that after the, you know, the actual living fish and all of that.
Yeah.
And then to wrap things up, of course, we'll have a Henny Penny version of the Knights jersey. Ready to go, ready to wear.
Iconic.
Somehow they'll know your size. I think you'll pick from the size board.
Yeah, there you go. Done.
There's logistics to be worked out. Because it might be the first advent calendar to have a freezer in the back.
I think it's fun.
But, you know, I'll have it ready. Don't worry.
UFM.
De Novos.
I've got a story here that's not particularly in the festive spirit. Bit of a Grinch situation happening,
yeah,
I believe.
Oh, this is less than ideal.
I know. But we've got to talk about a lot of stuff about Christmas since it is the festive season.
Of course.
So I was doing my daily scroll through the Edgeworth Cameron Park Facebook community page.
Just checking out what gossip's happening.
Yeah. I like to keep abreast of all situations.
What's Beryl doing?
Well, not a Beryl, but I won't say their name. It's fine.
It's a Karen.
It's not a Karen. So someone posted as a kind of a warning to those out there about things being stolen off properties.
Is it Christine?
No, stop it. So this young woman, she posted, look, my Christmas decorations, the candy canes were taken from my house overnight.
Oh,
the cords...
What?
Were cut to our lights and everything. I'm disgusted. This is my child's first Christmas in our new house and whatnot. We are fairly new to the area in Edgeworth. So this is around Edgeworth Cameron Park again, like I'm just told you earlier. Stolen again. I had a laser Christmas pointer at my house. The person that stole it is now on camera and I know what they look like and the car that they drove. So I am now being targeted. So she has let the police know that she's getting stuff stolen from her place. But this is not the first time something like this has happened, but it's happening a lot around the Cameron Park Edgeworth area.
Why are people stealing Christmas decorations of all things?
I think this is just really harsh. Like, this is not the time of year to be doing these things. I think people are just being Grinches.
What are you going to gain from that? You can't... What, are you going to sell the candy cane to the pawn shop?
No idea. Like,
cashies?
If you're trying to mess with certain people, if you know these people, that's just really rude.
That is, because first of all, you got to save up and buy these decorations. Mm. They're not cheap.
Mm.
And then you spend time setting it up, making it look good, you know? Mm. You're trying to bring a bit of joy to everyone around town.
Mm.
And then people come in and snip your cords?
Like, having seen some of these stories, I have a bit of a theory.
Ooh, okay.
My theory is if you're willing to steal and or damage other people's Christmas decorations on their properties, I reckon there's a competitive streak going on here. People going,
really?
You know what? Because there are actually so many decorations up already this year. When I go on my like neighborhood runs and stuff, I'm seeing all of these fantastic, massive decorations on people's lawns.
They're trying to outdo each other.
That's what it is. I reckon there's a little bit of a, like, an under the table decoration competition
going on.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So that one's too good. I'm going to cut their grass. Or in this case, I'm going to cut their cords.
Yeah, they've got too many lit up candy canes and making us look bad.
Yep, we need to get rid of them. So
come on, Daryl, grab the scissors. obviously.
Quick, get your trailer. Let's grab them.
Let's go. Let's take away their laser pointer.
Yeah, not about it.
No, it's not in the spirit at all, is it?
No.
Terrible stuff.
Christmas Light Spectacular. Over 4 million lights. On now until January 26 at Hunter Valley Gardens. This is New FM's Not So Silent Night.
Yeah, that's right. If you want to get your greasy mitts on some of these tickets, the only way to get them is to win.
And Christmas!
That's right. We are going to give away one family pass before the end of the show.
Yes!
So if you've been on the show so far, mm-hmm. in any way, shape or form, mm-hmm. keep listening is my yes. advice. Could be you. It's going to be a great event. You and I hosting with Joel from your Live and Local Drive Home as well.
All the friends.
Exactly. It'll be really, really fun. We've got kids entertainment plus yes. bite to eat and maybe a special visit from someone special.
Ooh, what more could you want? Say.
Well, you know what? You also could want to go into the Hunter Valley Gardens to see the Christmas lights and you get to do that as well for free.
I was about to say for free, don't pay a thing.
No, exactly. Well, keep listening if you want to win is my advice.
New FM. The Novos.
Now we come across a lot of things that go viral on the internet, right? And people are talking about it all the time. It becomes an actual sensation. Kind of like, you remember Baby Shark?
Oh.
Baby Shark, did it, Baby Shark, you know, all that stuff.
You are giving a lot of parents nightmares just by doing that.
Sorry, everyone, I apologise.
I'm not sorry, I find it entertaining.
Well, let me pick your spirits up because a new viral sensation is about to, I guess, take over the world.
I predict this as well from what I've seen.
Bit of context, there's a new music video and a song which stars Pygmy Hippo, the baby, Mudang. Now, she lives at the zoo in Thailand, and bouncing is kind of her trademark style of movement.
And she also is prone to, like, fall over a bit.
She is, yeah.
She is actually a star.
Loves her.
She's celebrities all over the world are obsessed with her. I'm pretty sure there's, like, you can watch her on, like, Mudang Cam and stuff.
Like a 24-hour live stream type
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, or at least part-time. I'm not sure. She's very, very popular and so cute, like a tiny little hippo.
Yeah, she's adorable. Have a Google of her if you don't know who she is.
Yeah.
Anyway, so because of her stardom, her fame, her virility, there is now a 50-second song based on Mudang.
Let's have a listen.
This is fun. Hang on. There's another bit in here that's really fun.
Ricky Martin vibes.
Yeah.
If this is the first time you're hearing this, get around it. Remember it. The unnecessary verse of these viral songs, always in there.
Oh, it's so funny.
Who cares about this bit? Get ready, here we go. What a banger!
Oh, my God!
If this isn't picking up your Tuesday, nothing will.
Somebody play this on a loop at the DJ Decks at King Street on Saturday night. That'd
you
be so
know
good.
It will be there. What an absolute banger, and what a star Mudang is.
God bless her.
New FM. The Novos.
Hey, we're pretty much done for today. Woo. Show pretty much done. Before we go, we do have to award a prize.
Yes.
Now, this is a family pass to go to our Not So Silent Night.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the Hunter Valley Gardens for their Christmas Light Spectacular, which is actually on now until January 26.
Perfect.
The only way you can win tickets to our Not So Silent Night, though, is by winning.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about double denim, whether it's hot or not. Tracy had this opinion.
I'm all for it.
Oh, really?
Do you wear double denim all the time, Trace?
Oh, my God, yeah. I'm an 80s chick.
Yeah, right.
It was so big back then, yeah.
How many denim jackets do you reckon you own?
I've got three.
Oof,
damn, that's all right.
You are living good in Dudley, aren't you, Trace?
Oh, hell yeah. My kids hate it, but I love it.
and if the kids are hating it, that's how you know it's cool. Hey, congratulations, Tracy. That yes. has won you a family pass to come along to our Not So Silent Night.
Oh, that's exciting. Can't wait to see you there.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. Remember, it is coming up very soon, the mm-hmm. 10th of December. So, got to win your tickets. Can't buy them.
Oh, more chances to win this week or throughout the morning.
Certainly. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Catch you then.
That was The Novos. Yeah, yeah. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.